This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions this morning. As I get older, I seem to be attending more funerals. Friends, colleagues that I've known for years have reached the end of their mortal life. And as I gather with others in churches, and I guess you've done the same, in funeral chapels, we go to say goodbye. And I guess you've had that same experience. But it makes me ask a question. Do I appreciate each day that God has given me? Because life's extremely precious. I mean, I say precious because it's precarious. I mean, life is a bit fragile, isn't it? We don't know just when life will finish. We need to appreciate and value every single day and acknowledge the blessings that God's given us. I was fascinated in this story. It was a January morning in America, a cold morning. And in Washington, D.C., in a subway station, there was a man started to play the violin. It was a very busy subway station. He played six different pieces for about 45 minutes. Thousands of people streamed by. Some slowed down a bit to listen or dropped some money into his violin case. But most people just shuffled past in this rush to get to work. Now, a mother and a little child walked by, and the child tugged on her mother's arm, pleading her to stop and to listen, but she was irritated. She dragged the child on towards the train. Now, when the violinist stopped playing, there was no applause, just the sound of footsteps going down the corridor. Now, what nobody realised that January morning was the man was Joshua Bell, one of the world's best violinists. And in Boston, he'd played there for people who'd paid $100 a seat 2 days before. And he was playing one of the most sophisticated masterpieces ever written, plus a violin valued at $3.5 million. Here was Joshua Bell playing for 45 minutes, six people, that's all, six people stopped to listen. The Washington Post newspaper arranged this experiment, and it does remind us very clearly how easy it is to get caught up in the day-to-day hustle and forget to appreciate the beautiful things in life. It was Groucho Marx who said that I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy, and I can choose what I shall be. Yesterday is dead, he said. Tomorrow hasn't arrived. I've just got one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it. So what I'm saying is we don't have the assurance of a long life. I don't know. I might have 10, 20, 30 more years. I don't know. We live busy, complicated lives, and we miss out so much on the beauty around us. And what we need to do is appreciate every moment that God has given us here on earth. We shouldn't rush through the present time while we hurry to move into the future. Now, of course, very easy for me to say that. How many moments do we miss because we rush past events? What about the times when we miss with our children or grandchildren because we're in a hurry and we miss opportunities to encourage other people? We might be running late or we've got our head filled with tasks for the day. So we've got to slow down and appreciate every moment. It was H.G. Wells who said, we must not allow the clock and the calendar to blind us to the fact that each moment of life is a miracle and a mystery. How true is that? Each moment is a miracle and mystery. And as we study the life of Jesus, I noticed that he never seemed to be in a hurry. He was doing the most important job in history. I mean, he was redeeming the world, and although he knew he only had a few years to do it, it seems he never ran. He made time to consider the flowers, the birds of the air. He put his hands on children. He blessed the children. So really, time was his friend. Is time your friend? Each moment had a purpose. He lived in the present time. He valued every opportunity. I like the words of C.S. Lewis. The moment, he says, you wake up each morning, all your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like wild animals. And the first job each morning consists in shoving it all back, in listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view and letting that other larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in. And I think what C.S. Lewis said is great. Now, I know in this program I've quoted Psalm 90, verse 12 before, and God spoke through Moses, teach us to number our days aright that we might gain a heart of wisdom. That is really God's perspective of time. It's far better than our own. Dear Lord, help us then to appreciate the moment you've given us now. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.